From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Russia calls for new sanctions against Turkey. Russian President Vladimir Putin Saturday called for sanctions against Turkey following the downing this week by Turkey of a Russian warplane. The decree published on the Kremlin's website Saturday came hours after Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan had voiced regret over the incident, saying his country was truly saddened by the event and wished it had not happened. The decree includes a ban on some goods and forbids extensions of labor contracts for Turks working in Russia. It does not specify what goods are to be banned or give any other details, but it also calls for ending chartered flights from Russia to Turkey and for Russian tourism companies to stop selling vacation packages that would include a stay in Turkey. Erdogan's expression of regret Saturday was the first since Tuesday's incident in which Turkish F-16 jet shot down the Russian jet on grounds that it had violated Turkey's airspace despite repeated warnings to change course. It was the first time in half of a century that a NATO member shot down a Russian plane and drew a harsh response from Moscow. Turkish police fired tear gas and water cannon to disperse more than 1,000 protesters marching in Istanbul Saturday. That after unknown assailants shot dead a leading Kurdish lawyer in southeastern Turkey. Witnesses say the assailants opened fire on Tahir Elci and other activists Saturday when they gave a press statement to a gathering in the mainly Kurdish province of Diyarbakir. The shooting triggered a firefight between Kurdish rebels and security forces. Hospital sources say LG died of gunshot wounds to the head. This is VOA News.